Hey everyone, this is Shay here with the Big Orange Questions, and listen, I have to talk about this. I have to talk about these leeches out here, man. Now, for those of you who don't know anything about leeches or never heard of before, you probably heard about it, but you never knew the definition about it. Or you're probably a person who is in a situation and you really need this to wake you up today, but God has really put it on my heart to talk about this. Okay? So, the question is, how do you identify and remove emotional leeches? Well, first of all, let me give you a quick definition of a leeches. I don't know. I could probably go on and on about the definition of leeches, but I'll probably do a little bit more defining. So for those of you who, you know, really need deliverance from these type of people, okay? Now, leech is one who constantly takes from others without giving anything in return, okay? Do I need to say it one more time? A leech is one who constantly takes from others without giving anything in return. It's one who copies things from others, such as style, phrases, expressions, and actions. Okay? Now, these people are also known as parasites. They could be called copycats, freeloaders, clones. Yeah, that's what they are. They go from one host to another. I mean, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's sad. So someone who calls themselves a friend, but they only use you until someone better comes along to feed off of, that's a leech, man. It's like they become an enemy, man. Like a frenemy, like they say. It's like they basically suck and they suck. They use you and then they move on when it doesn't need you anymore, or when it doesn't see you on its radar. You know, you normally give them a kind helping hand, you know what I'm saying? And a pity, because they show themselves as being lonely and they seem so harmless, but they will take advantage of you. And in the end, you don't even get a thank you for all your help that these people put you through for about 6 months into a year, maybe all your life, you know, you just never know. But this is how we're going to do this, man. Like, cause when it comes down to solely download from this, is the fact that, you know, you got to know like how to identify them and remove them, you know? And so it's kind of like you at the lake or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you out there in the water and everything. And so I got to give you a description of a real leech before I even go into the other different type of leeches that it could be. Everything like that. So the song I got playing is Sudan Archives, and they have a song called Not For Sale. And go look that song up and play it, man, until you get it through your thick head that this is not something you want to allow to be in your life. It will destroy you, and it will destroy you, and it will cause a lot of bitterness and resentment and a lot of time to recover over, man, because like I've dealt with people like this. That's how I know. I can only talk about what I know. I'm not anything on this podcast that I talk about is something that I know I've been through myself, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. I could talk about it because God has set me free from these type of people. And a lot of times, because you have a good heart, you want to help everybody, you want to be loving to people and everything like that. And, you know, and so, you know, I'm the type of girl, like, I like to help everybody, give my last. But the Holy Spirit been telling me the days are over. Give your testimony how I set you free from this mess. So here it is. Let me tell you something. Like, imagine if you was at a lake or something. I'm from Arkansas, so, you know, we got a couple of wonderful, beautiful sceneries around here, the natural state or whatever. And so basically you got to recognize you have a leech on you, man. say if you was out here in a lake or whatever, just having fun, I don't know, just fishing or something, but you get in the lake, I don't know, you're doing something, but you're close to the water or something like that. If you fell in the water or something, I'm not going to be in the lake like that, but you get what I'm saying. So leeches, basically, you got to recognize you have one on you. Like, if you feel something on you and try to remove it only to find, like, basically that it won't come off, is on its own, you probably have a leech. You know, you could also have a tick, but those aren't worm-like, okay? You get what I'm saying? So with the leech thing is, you recognize that you have a leech on you by the energy. You know what I'm saying? You feel something on you, like it's something that's heavy, like it's bothering you. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you're always drained around a person, but you always feel obligated to help them. And that's not realistic, okay? You should never feel so obligated to help a person as far as just giving to them, you know what I'm saying? And so basically, when you recognize their behavior, you know what I'm saying? You feel like, you know that they don't really care about you. You know they sitting there is sucking you up, man. But you know, you just like, oh my goodness, like, get it off. You know what I'm saying? And so you find out where it's actually attached. And the leech is attached by an oral sucker, okay, at a skinny end. He has a skinny little end in it, but not by grip, not by the grip on the fat end, okay? Because he got a skinny end, he got a fat end, okay? No wonder, huh? Yeah. So they're getting fat in the spirit as they sit up here and suck you out of everything, and then you going crazy and worried and everything like that. But anyways, you have to find out where it's actually attached to, okay? Is it attached to your hands and your giving? Is it attached to your heart? Is it emotional? Is it attached to your legs? You know what I'm saying? They trying to walk it down how you walk it down. You know, I say that's one of those copy ones. You know what I'm saying? And so is it on your back? Is it the one that sit up there and that say they got your back, you always having a back, they say they got your back, but you can't, you don't even feel it that they got your back, you feel me? So this is how you physically get rid of the real ones. You place a fingernail down next to the oral of the sucker, and you slowly push it away, okay? Some of you have to start taking your fingers down to the oral sucker and literally slowly push them away. You got to stop having conversations heavy with these people or allowing them in your space to have conversations with them. Don't grab a leech by its fat and pull it up. This may cause the leech to regurgitate and cause further infection, okay? So don't sit up here trying to just take the leash by everything, just trying to take back everything that you did for them, blow it up in their faces, what you did for them. Don't never do that. Just let it be that. If you said God told you to bless the person, then bless the person, but keep it pushing. It's very inadvisable to burn or place a chemical agent on the leech, as this may basically will cause it to regurgitate as well. So basically, don't bring in unnecessary things that's outside of what's already done in that leech ship, is what I call it. So once the leech is finally off of your body, you got to get rid of it immediately, as it's trying to reattach itself to you, because they will try to attach yourself to you. And it's so sad that we have to talk about people. It's sad I got to get on here and say something basic about leeches, something that was probably came into fruition in the world, in the 90s, you know, probably in the 80s, okay, I don't know, but I remember growing up hearing about, man, these leeches, but also, you know, I was a child as well, and like I said, I grew up in Arkansas, and so, you know, I'm familiar with lakes and woods and things like that, growing up in the country, being a country girl and everything, and I would see it, you know, I've seen leeches get on people at the lakes and everything, and so, basically, you know, the leech is gonna do that. They go curl up and reattach itself to, you know, itself to your finger. And then they start flickering. You know what I'm saying? When you remove them or whatever, stuff like that, start flickering. Just like, you know, the people that's in your life that's doing all that crazy stuff. So, okay, this is a lot. It can go on and on about it. I got to break this up. So basically, a leech will basically feed on you as long as it can until it's full, okay? So I'm going to take it down. I'm going to take it down to my what else I need to tell you about it is that basically the emotional part. Okay, let's get to the let me just go into the emotional part. I hope I set the tone up good for you, okay? That was the point of me setting the tone up good for you. That's what I wanted to do. So, okay, emotional leeches, these are the people that drain you emotionally. They include drama queens, you know what I'm saying? They always in crisis, and they're always complaining. So you gotta be careful of these type of family of emotional leeches, for you know they breed and they create kingdom, a leech kingdom. Okay, so recognize that you have one on you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta sometimes it's hard to recognize a leech because it initially provide a shoulder, like, you know, use you as a shoulder to cry on and ear to listen to your problems, you know. But once a leech attaches itself, you will find that you will become emotionally drained around it every single time it is in your space. Okay, you have to, if you find yourself avoiding contact with a person because he or she brings you down, you know what I'm saying, in your heart, you know, you like, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or nothing to this person, but I'm really not trying to be around him like that, man. But I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be mean to, no. You're not being mean to these people. They actually need people to tell them no. They actually need people to say, hey, we're not gonna be doing this. You know, they need people like that in their life because that's how they're gonna break the habit, you know, and be self-sufficient like everybody else. And they have to come up to your level now, you know, you're challenging them. And so they can even dig that or walk away, whatever they choose to do. It's not your problem because they're there to bring you down. You know, that spirit is just there to bring you down. You don't need none of that in your life. Odds are, this is the emotional leech that you're dealing with. You know, you got to find out where it's actually attached. Where is it at? Like I was talking about, you know, on the body when you're in the lake or you get it in the woods or whatever, it comes on you. You know what I'm saying? Is it in your chest, by your heart? Is it in your back? Is it in your legs? You know, where is the leech attached? Is it in your hands? Is it trying to get your money? Is it on your head? Is it trying to get your ideas? Is it on your chest and your heart? Is it trying to take, you know, play on your emotions? Like, where? If you approach the leech the wrong way, you know, like I said, they will regurgitate on you. They will make you feel like crap. They will regurgitate on you. I'm going to say it again. They will regurgitate on you. Okay? They will do this to you. They will make you feel like crap. Like you the one who doing wrong. Okay? Yes. 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 Whew. Lord Jesus, they will do it. They will do it and make you feel like crap. Like I said, if you have not identified how it is attached to you, you know, it will only dig in deeper and make itself all the harder to remove. I mean, goodness. Under no circumstances you blow up or become emotionally hostile with these leeches. I mean, you really have to be mature about handling these type of people. Okay? Like really. And it will definitely make you feel like crap. Okay. So, I mean, like I said, and for those of you who don't know what regurgitate means, it means that basically there is a repeat of information without analyzing or comprehending it. Okay. Like they'll bring stuff up in your face and everything on retake, you know, they will recite it back to you like a, you know, a puppet. No, you don't want to go through that. People holding words over your head. You know, you don't bring up stuff that's already, y'all, no, stop it right there. heads on, you don't want to do it. You don't want to get yourself involved with any of that. So I'm ranting on and on and on about it because it's just ridiculous. This is a rant video. This is a rant. This is a rant. This is a rant. Okay, like it's real, man. It's real out here with this situation. Once they detach from you, get rid of it immediately. It will try to reattach itself to you again. When you make up in your mind to make sure that you are not around these people, you have to stay the straight and narrow path, okay? The leech will attempt to make contact with you again and again because it will think that you are having like a bad day or some such, but you have to avoid the leech whenever it's impossible and don't answer their phone calls and messages unless you absolutely have to. But I mean, you don't have to, bottom line. If the leech begins sucking on you again, quickly make sure you like, okay, no, I gotta stop it. You gotta be ready in your mind, like, man, no, I gotta stop it. I gotta let this go right now. An emotional leech will feed on you for as long as it can and until it's full. Like when I say full, I mean full. Like full. Like whatever they were trying to get from you. If you give it to them, as long as they got it from you, they full, they good. And see, this is the point that it will find something else to do, you know, as your energy, because your energy has already provided it a substance for it for several years or days, you know, whatever their goal of achieving is with you. So at that point, you know, these emotional leeches, what they do is they are removed poorly. Because when you remove them poorly, the only way they're actually going to detach itself from you is if you remove them poorly. You know what I'm saying? Like you still answering your phone for them, having long conversations, you know, still showing up at places with them, meeting them places, spend hours with them. And successive attempts to remove this leech will become very difficult, you know, over these time, because as your emotional reserve and the ability to fight them, it would diminish. Fight them is diminished every time they reattach themselves to you, and they basically. Oh my goodness, this is a lot. It seemed like a little, but it's a lot because you know, they come with small amount of energy in the first place, and it's sucked out by the emotional. Okay, the emotional leech, they won't cause you too much harm in the beginning because it's like they come with a small amount of energy, and see, you will recover. You have to recover your energy after several hours if you have a proper way to recharge your emotional reserve, if that makes sense for you. It's kind of like you out here, you be with them, and then you like, dang, I'm drained. And so you find yourself going home, and you had something to do, and you like, dang, I can't even think right now no more. I can't even focus on what I was supposed to do, you know? And so they don't care about that. They don't care about you. I mean, and the sad thing about it could be in the back of their minds, like, man, okay, I'm probably putting too much on them. I'm probably putting too much on this person, but they don't care. As long as they get what they get and they got, and like I said, they're skinny on one end and they're fat on the other. As long as they filled up with their fat and they're full, they're good. And so, When you get drained or whatever, that's when you feel stressed, you know, all that bad, whatever problems they have, it's like it rubs off on you, man. It's like, yes, it's like you like a genie, like they're rubbing on your everything you got, wherever that you, it's like You know what I'm saying? If they doing what you're doing, trying to copy you, man, it's like they're taking the strength out your legs. If they're playing on your emotions and things like that, they always going through and you always there for them. It's like they taking off your heart. You know what I'm saying? Like ain't nobody got time for that. Even you praying for people. Like, man, no, nobody has time for that, man. It's only about God's grace that kept me, man, praying with these people. I mean, praying, you know, being in that situation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you even got to know, like, be ready. Like, Lord, you want me to pray for this person. This is, you know, you have to be ready, because you don't, you're going to be sucked up and drained up and depressed and battling with stuff. You're like, man, where did this come from? Why am I thinking like that? Well, the person that's sucking the life out of you, that, you know, they're how you feeling like this. That's why you thinking like that. You know, it'll rub off on you, man. It's that deep. And so emotional leeches, you know, they require people who are stable, man. Like, if you stable, oh, you are, they're finna get you. If if you happy, oh, you're a target. If you're stable, you're happy, you're a target. They'll try to attach themselves to you. If you're nice and you kind, you're a target. They are generally found in places where people are having great, great times. And when I say found in where people are having, I mean the areas of your life. You know what I'm saying? If you have a good career, you have good business going on, oh, they go try to come around you. If you got PR, if you got, you know, public relation in your life, you in every article, things jumping up from you, they see what you have and they want what you have, man. They see what you have, they want what you have, and it's easy for them to spot their potential holes. But of course it is, because they're like, it's like they need your blood like a leech. They need your blood to suck off you. That's how they survive. They need your energy to suck off of you. That's how they survive, because they can't, they're not stable. They're not happy, you know? And so, you got to pray for them in a distance, because you don't need nobody around you distracting you, bottom line. And so emotional leeches have perspectives that can sense happiness, you know, and sense your helpfulness, and from across, I mean, shoot, they can find you online. They can meet you even at a church, man. This is real. It don't matter where you at. On your job, there's going to be leeches. They could be wanting your position, you know, on your job and suck you dry of everything that you have. So it could be in your family. They could see, oh, such and such, they're making this amount of money. I gotta get them to do this for me. It's never an interchangeable relationship or anything in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta avoid it. Keep moving and interacting with them. You can keep moving and interacting with these people in order to avoid their attaching themselves to you. And so you gotta, when you are, you keep it moving, but you, like, you know, you keep it at a distance. You're like, it's time for me to start backing up. It's time for me to start, you know, get on back, you know. So, I mean, that's the thing about the leeches. Hope I was helpful to some of you, understanding what the leeches are and how to get away from them, like how to avoid them. I think I covered everything. But if not, I think I'm going to do a separate episode about how to really just get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just want to pay attention on what they are and how they attach. So I think later on in the episode, I'm going to talk about how to, like, permanently cut these people off, man. It's, for some of y'all, it's hard, especially those who have a heart for praying for people and helping people and making sure everybody get where they supposed to get. But man, I'm telling you something. People come in your life every day, and them Christians be the main ones. I'm not real talk. Everybody that even call themselves spiritual, man, like, they just head on, just want to let you know they spiritual. Or head on, want to let you know they religious. You know what I'm saying? Them be the main ones. They will try to finesse you in a minute and think you don't know what they're doing. That's the sad part about it. But this is Shay with Big Orange Questions. I'll talk to you later. Much love. Be safe and slowly pull back from these leeches, okay? All right. Bye-bye.